dreams come true. My life in diamonds. Who knew? Who knew? Good morning, podcast audience. Well, actually, good afternoon, podcast audience, because this is our special noon edition. Local 304, Columbus, Ohio. I am actually speaking directly to you. But mail handlers all over who listen to this podcast, if you have the same type of activity going on in your unit, we may provide another way for you to handle it. Okay, here we are today. And I'm going to read and expound on charge two of a four-count charge levied against me by the Tour 1 Chief Steward in Columbus, Ohio. Stand by. As I said, we're going to keep it interesting. But as I said to you in the first podcast, this entire process will be done on my podcast because I want you to see the things that people go through in Local 304. And again, on the outcome, you may find, well, they handled the process properly, and I just have to take that L. But I want you to know that's not the case. That's not going to be the case. And if the members in Local 304, again, let their voice be heard, that's not going to be the case. Let's go into charge two. And charge two reads as follows. Brother Hodge has interfered with the proper conduct of the union's business and has been antagonistic to the ideas of the National Postal Mail Handling Union and this labor union. On February 11, 2019, Brother Hodge stated on his podcast, they've got the whole Blog Talk Radio address there, so everybody pick up a copy of these charges so you can log into the podcast. At the 529 mark, they can call to me or I can help you do your own step one. They can call to me or I can help you do your own step one. This is in direct disregard to his instructions. They keep calling my instructions my letter of suspension just so we don't get confused. Immediately discontinue processing grievances and surrender all live cases which have been initiated by shop stewards in your facility to Daniel Scott. As of today's date, excerpt taken from my letter of suspension. Okay, let's just talk about that. let me say this to you. Because you hear me giggling or laughing, don't want to say giggling, let's say laughing. Because you hear me laughing at this, trust me, I'm taking this very serious, but I think it's absolutely ludicrous that I have to even address this. Brother Hodge, I'm antagonistic to the ideas of the union because I want a better union, because I want a stronger union, because I want stewards that get paid to represent people when they're on table time, if they're not doing a case, to open up the book and study the contract. Is that what you call antagonistic? And when he talked about me assisting someone doing a step one, let me tell you something. And again, it even states, I will not process any grievance, and I can't process any grievance. That is not the same. And believe me, I'm not playing with words here, but that's not the same as me helping someone do a step one worksheet. Okay, not me representing the step one grievance, but me helping someone do a step one worksheet so that they can take that to their union. Again, because my cry to the people in Columbus is the union is just not aggressive enough. So if I help you prepare step one, I show you particular articles and sections in the contract that you write on your step one worksheet. When you go see your union, you just gave them a whole lot of research. You just saved them a lot of research. So when you say to me that I have intentionally violated that portion of my letter of suspension, I say to you again, that's just false. And that's just BIP, reaching through the state rep and through the Tour 1 Chief Steward at an attempt to get me eliminated from the process, from the electoral process. That's all that is. And I think it's pretty embarrassing that we have to stoop to that level, that you now want to charge me for still attempting to help members.
You know, members, most of the issues that I have with the current president all stems from me being a tenacious advocate for you. And I have no plans on stopping, because I believe this is what I am supposed to do at this point in my life. Hey, have a good day. And tomorrow at noon, we'll talk about charge 3. So stay tuned to As the Local Turns, and we're going to go through this process together. Have a great day.